Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Thank you so much for being with us here on a Tuesday night. Let's head out and talk to a local doing some great work and Raven with some high expectations coming into his second season in 2015. Michael Campanero joins us right now. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well, Brett. How are you doing?
It's great to talk to you. I'm doing quite well. Tell me what you're doing this evening and this afternoon.
I actually just got done. I was over at Douglas High School in Baltimore and just donated 80 cleats to the football program. 50 kids on varsity, 30 on JV. So they're excited to get some new Under Armour.
So you gave them some Under Armour swag and cleats they need. All football players here, Michael?
Yep, all football players.
That's great stuff. How pumped were they to receive their new gear?
Oh, they're excited. They're excited. Their coach was telling me that they were making the transition to all black cleats, team cleats. So I was able to work with Under Armour and get 80 pairs. So they really enjoyed them. We had a lot of fun out there on the field.
Now, you're from the area, and I think anyone from the area and who cares about this community was impacted greatly during the riots. And I know the Ravens have made and put an emphasis, as have the Orioles, on doing whatever that can be done to help out those less fortunate at certain high schools in certain areas. And Douglas was kind of on the forefront of that, and that's also a place where John Harbaugh and Ray Lewis went to speak at. Is that what's on your mind when you go out and you do something like this at Douglas today?
Yeah, it really all started, you know, from that day. We had a chance as a team to go down to Douglas, and, you know, those kids were surrounded. They've been surrounded with a lot of negativity the past few months, and we went down there. I was talking to some of the kids who actually played on the team, and just to see how, you know, upbeat they were about the football season. And we were talking football, and they weren't really focused on what was going on around them. And they were, you know, kind of sitting together and looking forward to this year. So it was great to see. And I just wanted to give back and keep a smile on their face, hook them up with some cleats.
Yeah, what kind of football team do you think they'll have this year?
I think they'll be good. I mean, the past 2 years, they went to the state championship and lost. But their coach said that they got about 40 kids returning. So they should have another good season. I was talking with some of their captains, and they're excited.
Michael Campanero, Ravens wide receiver, with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Michael, on to you and your season coming up here. How's your health right now?
I'm feeling great. I've been working out every day, just gearing up for training camp. We got a few more weeks here, but I'm 100%. I'm looking forward to, you know, training camp and having a great camp and, you know, showing the team and the coaches, you know, what I can do out there.
Do you think you are going to be a full go at the start of training camp coming up here in a few weeks?
Yeah, I'll be full go as soon as training camp starts.
When you look at the competition right now, wide receiver, it's deep and there's a lot of youth there. You take out Steve Smith, but then you think about yourself, Rashad Perryman, Kamar Aiken, Marlon Brown is still very young. It is a deep group. It's a young group, and everyone kind of now has a different skill set. That's what I really like about it. Tell me about how deep this group is in your mind.
Oh, it's extremely deep. I think we have a lot of guys who are talented in our room and who can play on Sunday. So, you know, healthy competitions will be great. You know, our room is great at working with each other, and it's gonna bring the best out of each player. And like you said, I think everyone brings something different to the table as far as skill set with each receiver. So it's definitely going to be a battle.
We're having some problems with Michael's cell here. Michael, are you still with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit, but you're kind of in and out. We'll give it one more try here. As far as your comfortable feelings heading into your second training camp, what's the difference right now compared to how you felt a year ago?
You know, I'm feeling, you know, a lot better. Just overall total body, just faster, stronger. Mentally as well, just more equipped and ready to go for this year.
Michael Campanero, Ravens wide receiver. Michael, thanks for joining us tonight. Great work at Douglas today. I really do appreciate it, and hopefully we'll catch up really soon. We'll get you in studio one time.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks for having me on.
That is Ravens wide receiver and the pride of Howard County, Michael Campanero. But you got to love Michael going out there and doing some good work in his own community, which I'm sure it has some added emphasis and importance because it's his hometown. You know, you like to see professional athletes do good work wherever they might go, whether you're an out-of-towner playing in Baltimore, playing in Kansas City, New York, L.A., whatever. Most guys are not playing in their own hometown. That's very rare in professional sports, extremely rare, especially if the hometown is Baltimore because, you know, you're going to produce less NFL players in Baltimore than you might, let's just say, in Dallas. But we seem to do have a lot of professional athletes out there. But to come back and play for your hometown and then to do good work in the community, well done, Michael Campanaro. 410-467-WBAL, 410-467-WBAL. Coming up, more of my thoughts on young Manny Machado, who's starring right now for the Baltimore Orioles. If you want to weigh in on the soccer debate and also your thoughts on this Orioles All-Star group in 2015 and the tales of my trip to Chicago over this past weekend, all still to come.